Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on the second weekend of the month. Well, it was this past February 9th, last Wednesday, 1964, that the Beatles first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. And we have with us as our first guest Pete Best, the original drummer, with a remarkable story of how he lost his job to Ringo Starr. Later on from Pawn Shop, Rick Harrison will be joining us. February 20th of this month, of course, the Daytona 500, Kurt Busch will be here. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Barrett Jackson Auto Auctions, Craig Jackson will be joining us. Comedian Tom Arnold, and also Valentine's Day coming up, we have Jennifer Jolly to give us some suggestions. And that's all this week with Ron Segi today. After he paused, my first guest, the original drummer for the Beatles before Ringo, Pete Best.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling, best-selling author, psychologist, and creator of the Zen Founder Podcast. And I'm teaming up with Intuit QuickBooks for a new campaign to help small businesses. The QuickBooks Early Start campaign will provide integrated tools designed to help small businesses grow and succeed from day one. All small businesses face challenges, but Intuit can help with its global technology platforms. Early Start shows entrepreneurs how programs like QuickBooks and MailChimp can provide solutions for today's competitive marketplace. When it comes to keeping a small business running smoothly, Intuit QuickBooks provides the tools that allow business owners to focus on more important needs. Finally, as a psychologist who studies business practices, I advise entrepreneurs that it's critically important to work smarter and to put your time and energy toward activities that yield the highest return. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. For more information about the Early Start campaign, visit QuickBooks.com.
Need help with paying your heating and electric bill? February 1st is National Energy Assistance Day, and the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, also known as LIHEAP, is helping millions of families keep the heat on this winter. Here is Kate Thomas with the Administration for Children and Families, Office of Community Services.
In the U.S., millions of households every year report being unable to meet basic household energy needs. LIHEAP can help people maintain continuous, affordable, and safe home heating and cooling services by providing energy assistance. This winter, that can mean hundreds of dollars to help with your heating bill or your delivery fuel costs. LIHEAP also provides crisis assistance with energy-related emergencies and minor home repairs to reduce energy bills.
Visit energyhelp.us to learn more or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline at 866-674-6327.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. And now let me just say one thing before I introduce our next guest who is on that record, and that's his latest CD. I've been doing this radio business since I was 14 years old, and I've interviewed 1,000 celebrities, including a couple of this gentleman's former bandmates, the whole nine yards. But I am so excited to talk to him because he's got a story. Joining us right now is Pete Best. Hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm fine, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us. And for those who may be listening and may not know Pete Best as well as so many of us know, Pete was the first drummer prior to Ringo Starr for the Beatles and played on so many of their early recordings, worked with them for 2 years, and for some reason that to this very day, we don't know, was let go just before they hit stardom. And Pete, that song, which is called Broken, is kind of about that story, isn't it?
It is. I mean, if you listen to the words, Ron, it's, how could I turn around and put it? On Verge's success, okay, we got the recording contract, international stardom, the iconism that came afterwards. You know, I had it all snatched away from me. I mean, you know, all that hard work, the hours in Hamburg, it was snatched away, and I was basically left to, want of a better expression, crash.
Yeah.
Okay, left to, you know, left on the dust heap, so to speak. But, you know, with friends and family and your own, you know, personal strength, you've rebuilt yourself again. And, you know, it won't happen again. You won't see me down. You see me with a smiley face and, you know, healthy and happy. And that's what the song's all about.
And that's what life is all about. Haman's Green is the new CD, by the way, that you got to get by Pete Best and the Pete Best Band. Let's go back a little bit, okay, before
okay.
we talk about what you're doing right now, okay? Around 1960, it was the Silver Beatles, and they did not have a permanent drummer. So they called upon you, who at the time had your own group called the Blackjacks. Now, when you went to the Blackjacks and said the Beatles were offering you this drumming position, they said, hey, that's great, go for it. But they weren't the Beatles yet.
That's right. I mean, they weren't the Beatles as we knew them, okay, or the world knew afterwards. But at that particular moment in time, they were, for a very short period, the Silver Beatles, okay? Now, they had known them, my band, the Blackjacks, had rubbed shoulders with them, of course, through the Casbah, where the Beatles had initially played as the Quarrymen,
mm-hmm.
okay, without a drummer. And the lineup then was John George Paul and a very dear friend of mine, Ken Brown, who became a member of the Blackjacks, along with Chas Newby and Bill Barlow. So, of course, when I mentioned the Beatles, they turned around and said, oh, you mean the Quarrymen? So wow. There was that little bit of derision. But, it, you know, to go back to it, it was very much a case of, because they didn't want to go professional, they, you know, had good jobs, they'd studied hard at college and all the other bits and pieces, they turned around and said, no, Pete, go with our blessings.
Wow.
You know, if it's something you want to do, go. And I checked it out with my family, and as history portrays now, I joined them a couple of weeks afterwards.
Now, when they auditioned for Decca Records on New Year's Day 1962, were you with them at that time?
I was, yeah. We made the trip down, the pilgrimage down, New Year's Eve. We got told by Brian Epstein, it's New Year's Eve, everyone will be celebrating in London, you know, go to bed early.
Wow.
He said, of course, Brian. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, we were drunk as skunks in Trafalgar Square. We had a record audition at 11 o'clock the next morning.
Now, you were turned down. This guy probably got fired, Mike Smith. You were turned down by Decca Records in favor of Brian Poole and the Tremolos. Now, that was the group that was later known just as the Tremolos, like in Silence is Golden?
That's true. That's the same one, yeah. Initially, when Decca signed them, and that was already, you know, preconceived before we came down for the audition. When we talked to Mike, he turned around and said, yes, I took the blame for, you know, the dismissal of the Beatles, but it was already, you know, planned and in the, you know, the side stage that Brian Poole was going to get the job regardless. Now, as we all know, Brian Poole and the Tremolos made, you know, quite a few hits in, you know, England and the world, but
yeah.
Then Brian dropped out and the Tremolos resurrected themselves and Silence and Golden emanated, as you so truly said.
Yeah, and with a kind of a four-season sound, too, I might add. Were you on the recordings on MGM? I think it was Epic was the other one that had Tony Sheridan and the Beatles. Was that you on that?
That's right, yeah. Everything that emanated with the Beatles from the Polydor sessions, the ones we did in Hamburg.
Polydor, that's right, of course.
I was on them. It was My Bonnie, Ain't She Sweet, Cry for Shadow, The Saints, Why, Take Out Some Insurance, all of those tracks.
You know I have those 45s.
You still have them?
Oh, yeah, and I want to tell you something. They are in pristine condition.
My goodness me.
Isn't that something, though?
Yo, this, don't put them on eBay.
No. I don't. Believe me, I don't do that. Now, you were with the group for 2 years.
I was.
Then,
yeah.
All of a sudden, for no reason really given, you were dismissed. Do you know to this very day, Pete, why that happened?
To be totally honest, no. I have turned around and said it's still for the last 40-odd years, it's been a grey area, which, you know, I've never had the satisfaction of a, you know, definitive reason. We've all gone through all the, you know, the theories and the, you know, the historians have come up with their own ideas, you know, from not being a good drummer to, you know, jealousy, the hairstyle. It's all been talked about many, many times in the past, Ron. But to this day, I still do not know the definitive reason. There's most probably now about 2 people alive who still know it. But if I never find out before I leave this planet, it's not worrying me.
Yeah.
I think that's the key factor.
Did you or have you talked to any of the remaining Beatles or any of the Beatles after this?
I wish I could say I had. But
nothing at all.
Nothing at all. I played on the same bill as them. I joined a band called Lee Curtis and the All Stars, which played support for them on three or four occasions. And we were coming off stages. They were going on stage. No communication. And unfortunately, from that day to this, you know, we've all gone our own ways.
Wow. That's...
I'd like to turn around and say that, you know, the door's always been open from my side, you know, that, you know, I think... My own personal feeling is that, you know, sometimes before, you know, we leave this earth, you know, we've grown up, we've matured, we're, you know, men with families, grandchildren, all the other bits and pieces. Let's get together and just talk about the good times.
You know, in talking to you, Pete, and I give you an enormous amount of credit for this, you ought to be an example for a lot of people, me in particular, you have no resentment. At least there's no resentment now after these many years. I'd be so ticked off, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, I'd get up every morning with a bullseye in my room and just throw darts at it. I mean, I that would just tick me off because I have to tell you this, and I've interviewed Ringo, all right? But, you know, all the critics say that, you know, Ringo Starr, even though he had, you know, certainly a lot of charisma on stage, is not the best drummer in the world. He's not Ronnie Tutt. You know what I'm saying?
I know that. I know that. You know, it just adds fuel to the fire as regards where it happened. But, you know, as I always turn around and say, you can't change history, right? And you've got to make the best of what's going on. And, you know, I think, you know, there comes a period in your life, Ron, where you turn around and say, what's the hell are you reflecting about it? You know, where you turn around and say, you wake up every morning, you, you know, throw a couple of darts in the bully and, you know, swear and, you know, let off steam. I've gone through all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, you know, if you turn around and say, yes, it never happened, yes, it did for a short period of time. But then it erodes and erodes itself, and I think that's your strength of character. And then there comes a time where you turn around and say, what the hell are you doing? What do you keep upsetting yourself about what happened, you know, a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Or, you know, in the past. And I think once you realize that it's about today and tomorrow and what the future holds, then you get your priorities right.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, if you can wake up happy every morning like I do, I'm fine.
Boy, oh boy, what a philosophy. Pete, do you have a couple of seconds to stay with us?
Sure, I'd love to.
I want to talk more about the CD, and we haven't had a chance to do that. I have it here right in my hand. It's called Heyman's Green. We're going to tell you how he came about getting this name for this CD. It's with the Pete Best Band. This is a remarkable story.
Pete Best is our guest, the very first drummer for the Beatles, replaced by Ringo Starr. And as we all know, Ringo Starr was knighted. He's now Sir Ringo Starr. Could have been Sir Pete Best.
Pete and I will be right back with more live coast to coast and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
I'm back, along with my friend Pete Best. His new CD is out right now, the Pete Best Band. The name of the CD is called Haman's Green, and as we were discussing earlier, because he was nice enough to stay with us for another segment, Pete is the first drummer for the Beatles, and was let go after 2 years, played on several of their earlier songs, and Brian Epstein just said, it's over, and it was over, and he has made a remarkable recovery over those years, and gone on to his own fame and fortune. In the mid-1990s, Pete, when the Anthology 1 CD came out, this included, what, like 10 tracks with you playing on it?
That's right, yeah. When they initially made the approach, which came completely out of the blue, Ron, they turned around and said they were interested in using a couple of tracks and my likenesses, and, you know, would I have any, you know, qualms about that? And I said no. And then, of course, they turned around and said, you know, we're going to pay you, and that was even better. But I was quite amazed and surprised when I actually ended up being on 10 tracks out of that first cut.
Now, when you say they came to you, who was they?
I used they in a multiplicity. It was the Apple Corporation.
Okay, all right, okay. Let's talk about the new CD, all right? It's hard to listen to this and not hear the influence that you had on the Beatles sound, the early songs, and some of the songs on this CD.
I think that's what we set out to do, Ron.
Because
It is my story. My story, you know, which we're portraying, you know, spent a lot of time with them, what happened to me, what's happened since then. So there's emotions and different feelings. Yes, there's times there which, you know, you've got to feel the, you know, the strength and the emotions of what was going on at that time, that type of music. But the great thing about it is, and this is, you know, where I give credit to my band, the great musicians, they knew exactly where we were coming from on this. It's not just my contribution, it's their contribution as well. So it's not just Pete's story, it's their story as well, which is in the music, and they've captured it exactly the way that we wanted to do. And I think that's what's coming out when people actually hear the album.
When you go out on tour, do you do some of the songs that you drummed on when you were with the Beatles?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we're just in the process of kicking off a promotional tour for this particular CD, Haman's Green, now. But a big part of the show, I mean, we're very proud of the fact that we're now going to introduce original material into the act again, okay, which is plugging the CD. But a large part of the show is numbers, because we're a powerhouse unit, apart from what you hear on the CD anyway. The stage show is absolutely dynamite. But again, credit to the band. But yes, we do play music that I was involved with back in those days. As I always turn around and say, we're not a copy band, we're the Pete Best Band.
Yeah. Are the musicians that are with you, who are excellent, are they a tad intimidated knowing who they're playing with?
No, far from it.
Really?
Far from it. I mean, they're all Liverpool lads. They all know my story. You know, they're not starry-eyed youngsters, Ron. But I think that's the beauty of it. You know, they've all been around, done a bit, and they all knew what we wanted to achieve. I mean, you've got people like that you're working with. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, that's great. Haman's Green. Now, I know, but tell our listeners how that name came about. It's kind of unique.
It is. I mean, Heyman's Green is my family home. It was one time Beatles headquarters. It was where the Casbah Coffee Club, which played such an important part in the history of the Beatles, and in fact the history of music from Merseyside. It was the house where we lived, where the memories all emanated from. I suppose you could turn around and say, as far as we're concerned, it's the Holy Grail.
Wow.
It's, you know, come to Heyman's Green, you can see all of this. It deserves a credit. It's our family home. It's where the Casbah is. It's where history was made.
You, of course, live in Liverpool along with your wife, children and grandchildren. Do they sit on your knee and you tell them about the days?
I think they've gone past that. They're a little bit bigger than that. But, yes, if they ask me, you know, at the end of the day, I'm very proud of my musical heritage. And if people take the time to ask me questions, I'll answer them. If they don't, I'm not going to, you know, beat a big drum and turn around and say, hey, listen to me, you know, you've got to hear my story.
Mm-hmm.
If they're interested, I'll talk to them. If not, they've got other things that they want to do.
Pete, and this is kind of hindsight, would you have gone into all this bizarre stuff that the Beatles went into in the late 60s with the Dr. Peppers? Would your personality lend itself to that?
I think it would have been a case of having to. I think, you know, when you fought, and I think this is the key word, Ron, when you fought that long for it and you put so much into it, okay, if, because you've done everything which was required of you up to that time, or you think you have anyway. You know, you've gone with the culture change, the hairstyle, the leather jackets, you know, what emanated from that as regards the stars, the Beatles suits, Beatles haircuts, etc., etc., etc. It just seems natural progression. If that's the way they're going, at the end of the day, you're a band.
Yeah.
You follow suit. You try it for yourself, whether you like it or not, it's a different kettle of fish. But I think everyone would have tried it to themselves. And I think the same applies to Ringo as well.
Pete, I feel kind of embarrassed asking you this question because I should know, and I think I do know, but wasn't there a story about this?
About what?
About your life and this whole situation?
Was
that part of a documentary?
No, it was a documentary which was called Best of the Beatles, which was released last year on PBS.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's
right. And it went into DVD format, which was Best of the Beatles. And it was well received. It went global as well as America and Canada.
When you were with them, they played, you know, the tour of Hamburg, you know, all those areas.
Yeah.
Let me read a quote, ladies and gentlemen, okay? The quote was, "We were at our best," referring to the Beatles, "we were at our best when we were playing in the dance halls of Liverpool and Hamburg. The world never saw that." That was said by John Lennon. That has to be a real endorsement of your capabilities, what you sounded like in that band, certainly a confirmation of your talent.
I've always looked upon it as that, Ron. When John actually mentioned those words, I've been saying it for many, many years. Okay, but yours is a lone voice, you know, up against, you know, multimedia of the Beatles. But when you get someone who endorses that fact and turns around and says that you've just, you know, read the quotes out there, the best music we've played was in and around the clubs in Hamburg and Liverpool. That was my time.
Wow.
For John to endorse that, it's like, cheers, buddy.
Yep. PeteBest.com is your website. Will that list all of the cities that you'll be going to on the tour?
It lists all the cities. It'll list a lot of the promotion, the in-store appearances that we're doing. It's basically an up-to-date of what's happening as regards the CD, the Pete Best Band, and Pete Best in Person.
You're going to be in Florida?
Not this year, but hopefully in the next year.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to be there, Pete.
I hope so.
Oh, I'm going to be there, absolutely. The name of the CD is Heyman's Green. It's available right now. And if you go to PeteBest.com, you can get it and find out where he's playing with the tour that's coming up very, very shortly. This is a great-sounding CD. What it does, Pete, is it brings you back to the early days in today's kind of format. And I tell you, it's a mixture that just works well together.
Thank you, sir.
Pete Best has been our guest. The Pete Best Band, the name of the CD, Heyman's Green.
Thank you, Ron. Ron, thanks a million.
Okay.
We will be in touch, believe you me. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I know a lot of music fans know that story, but it's still fascinating to listen to, especially coming from Pete Best, because Ringo Starr was knighted Sir Ringo Starr. Could have been Sir Pete Best. How would you like to deal with that career let down? But it sounds like Pete has done it. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reportedly planning today to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning a Russian invasion of Ukraine is now looking more and more imminent.
We don't know whether President Putin has made that decision, but we do know that he has put in place the capacity to act on very short notice.
The Pentagon announcing yesterday another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are going to Poland, joining 1,700 already assembling there as a demonstration of American commitment to NATO allies who are worried at the prospect of Russia invading Ukraine. Dozens of demonstrators still protesting at a busy border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Canadian truckers still protesting Canada's new rule requiring them to be fully vaccinated when crossing the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, in the 30 years that we've been doing the show, I think maybe once we had our next guest with us, and I have to tell you, me, like millions of people across this country, certainly know the show that he is part of, and a major part he is, the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop, the pawn shop store with over 500 episodes under their belt over there in my favorite city, Las Vegas, Nevada. Joining us right now is Rick Harrison. Hi, Rick. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great.
I meant what I said before we went on the air. I love this show, but here's the thing. I am in such a cluster of millions, it's unbelievable. Before we talk about what we want to talk about today, including the new season of the pawn shop, did you ever think that this is going to take off? This is like Americana now. It's like Chevrolet and apple pie.
I pitched the show for years, and everyone told me no one's ever going to want to watch a show about four fat guys in a pawn shop, and now 17 seasons in, and I think the reason why the show's been going on for so long is because it's always been a family show.
Yeah.
I've never made a show that I wouldn't want to watch with my kids, or I'd be embarrassed for my mom to watch.
Well, I'll tell you something. You hit it right on the nose. My son, my youngest son, who's, like 40 years old, when he went to Vegas, I said, did you go see, a show at the MGM Grand? Did you go to Celine Dion show? He said, Dad, I just went to the pawn shop. I didn't care about those other things. Who the heck cares about those other things? But it's such a great combination. You could do that show and not have the chemistry that you guys have. I mean, that is the hook.
I guess, like I say, it's comfort food television, okay? It's, I think people love to learn, and they just don't like to learn from a professor looking down his nose at you. They like to learn from, like, your uncle, and I make sure people laugh a little bit when they're learning, and it's just a great experience, and that's why, people can sit there, It's the best rerun numbers of any show on cable. I mean, because people can just sit there for an hour or two and watch the show and, just have a good time the entire time. And young people don't even realize they're learning something.
Yeah, and I'm always of the theory that if you teach somebody through entertainment, they'll learn better than if you sit them down and say, let me tell you what this is all about. But I tell you the one thing that I really respect what you do and how it conveys to the audience. That is, a lot of times when you hear a joke, someone starts to tell you, I heard that. You could watch the reruns knowing exactly what's going to happen, exactly what, if you're going to turn it down or buy it, and still watch it like it was the first time. That is a unique capability.
It's weird because I didn't know you had, everyone always told me I was a great storyteller. It just turns out I guess I am.
Hey, whatever works. I know you got 500 episodes, which is sensational. You're starting a brand new season here, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I miss your dad. What a guy.
He was an amazing guy. He was 20 years in the Navy. He loved this country like no tomorrow. He was an amazing father. I was really, really blessed by having him as my dad.
And I love the fact that he liked those big cars because it reminded me of my father, too. Let's talk about HistoryCon. Now, A&E History Channel is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Boy, you know you're getting old when you hear statistics like that. And they're putting on a huge event, the Pasadena Convention Center, called HistoryCon. Tell us about it, Rick.
It's actually really cool. It's their 25th anniversary, so they decided it's something like Comic-Con, except it's HistoryCon, and we have a ton of talent from history is going to be there. There's going to be Danny Coker from Counting Cars, the people from Swamp People, some people from American Pickers. I'm going to be there. Corey's going to be there, and a whole slew of other people. And they're going to have all these interactive displays on American history, and there's going to be speakers there on American history, and I'm going to be on, like, you get to get autographs and pictures with all the celebrities. You can get I'm going to be like speaking to the crowd. I'm going to be talking about history and along with a bunch of other people. So it's going to be a really, really fun, nerdy weekend.
Well, we had a couple of weeks ago, I think it was last week on the show, Doris Kearns Goodwin, the world-renowned presidential historian, because I'm kind of a presidential historian myself with a replica of the Oval Office in my home with the Resolute desk and everything. But she's going to be there, is she not? And she's going to be
She's going to be there speaking, which is going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
She did the mini-series on George Washington, which I personally think is one of the most amazing men in the history of the world. He was just a fascinating guy and like the most moral person the world has ever seen. And there's just so many weird little facts about him people don't know. Like, he was the richest man in the United States.
I didn't know that.
He was literally, if you go by a percentage of GDP on his net worth when he died, he was worth $25 billion.
No kidding. I'm talking about me being a presidential historian. I didn't know that. No kidding. That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, he was a brilliant land speculator because, you know, when he was young, he was a surveyor.
Yeah.
So he would buy large tracts of land and subdivide them.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew exactly who should get what, what he should sell certain parts of land for. And he had so much land when he died, he was worth approximately worth $1 million in gold coin.
You think he'd have bought real teeth with all that money? I mean, why go for balsa wood when you could have porcelain? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, his teeth only had, there was probably, the only wood in them was a few dowels.
Oh, okay.
No, the rest of it was carved animal teeth and gold and some porcelain, I believe. Really don't know because his teeth were stolen years ago.
Did you think that when you got into this pawn business that you were going to be such an authority on history? I mean, you had a pretty good gig before you went into business with your dad, making a couple $1,000s a week as a fake Gucci salesperson.
Yeah, that pops up. I did that when I was like 16 years old. I mean, I had a lot of health issues when I was a kid. There'd be times where I couldn't walk for over a week.
Really?
And, my dad's in Vietnam. My mom's trying to sell real estate at the site. We didn't have a lot of money. And back in the 70s, there was nothing on TV for a kid to watch during the day. So, my mom would go to the library and give me books.
Wow.
And, I fell in love with history when I was like 8 years old and, been reading ever since.
Boy, and I tell you something, you know your stuff when it comes to looking at that artifacts that people bring in. Are you from Las Vegas, Rick?
No, I was born in North Carolina. Yeah, my dad was in the Navy, so I ended up growing up in San Diego, and we moved to Vegas in 81.
The History Con, we'll go back to that, at Pasadena Convention Center. That is, of course, open to the public, but how do you get tickets for it?
You go to historycon.com, you can get tickets, or you can buy tickets the day of the event. But like I said, I think it's going to be something really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can go down there, you can learn about American history, you can meet everybody. I hope they turn this thing into an annual event because people in this country just need to learn more about American history, and just figuring out fun ways to do it is absolutely great.
Well, I think that's very necessary in today's society. You know, we watch things that are on TV today, even in politics. But I'm always of the assumption that, if you don't know history, you're going to make the mistakes over and over and over again. And, you know, you're going to make enough by yourself, let alone not knowing what happened in the past. My father used to tell me, you'll never buy more than one convertible. Well, it took me about eight. It took me about eight to prove them right. But, you know, you got to learn these things. But if you know history, you can kind of, judge what you're going to do in the future by the mistakes of the past.
And people really, just if you understand the American history and how this country was formed and how amazing the men were who did it. Because remember, if we weren't successful, they would have all been hung.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
Risked every single thing they had. I mean, look at George Washington, the richest man in the United States. He could have had just the most amazing life and lived in the lap of luxury, okay? But he risked every single thing he had so people would have a better life.
Yeah. Well put. Well, Rick, I got to tell you something. I will repeat what I said earlier. I am a big fan of the show, but, of course, I'm not alone. You don't get 500 episodes under your belt and go into a new season this month without an enormous viewing audience, and you guys got it, and I'm very, very happy for all of you and the whole family. And, of course, the History Con is going to be taking place, as we mentioned, the Pasadena Convention Center, and we'll announce the date after this COVID-19 quarantine is over. Would you do me a favor, Rick? Would you come back and join us again? You're a great guest, and I love the show.
I'd love to be back on.
Okay, thanks, Rick. And we'll be watching a season number. Is it 18 now?
Season 17. That's on right now.
17. Wow. Congratulations. And maybe we'll see you out in Pasadena. Okay.
All right. I'll see you there.
Okay. Thanks,
bye.
Rick. All right. Bye bye. Our special guest has been Rick Harrison. I really like this show, and I like him. He's a nice man. And of course, it's Pawn Stars celebrating the 25th anniversary of the History Network, and they're going to be having a big History Con at Pasadena Convention Center. You can meet Rick Harrison and the whole crew there. Stick around. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today. Coming up on the show from NASCAR, Kurt Busch, Craig Jackson,
Comedian Tom Arnold and Jennifer Jolly. We'll be right back with more.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Today, and as I've said many, many times before, if you have listened to me at all over the years, you know I'm a big race fan, and particularly of the NASCAR circuit, and we have one of the giant champions on the show with us right now, making a frequent appearance, joining us right now from NASCAR, Kurt Busch. Hi, Kurt. How you doing?
Doing great, Ron. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
I go back to the days of watching, and I was a kid, when I used to watch the likes of Fireball Roberts and Joe Weatherly and Lee Petty. I'm so happy that it has gotten to be a sport that has been so embraced by the general public. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's been unbelievable over the different generations, like you're talking about, to now see it live and bringing the past to the present with the NASCAR Hall of Fame. It's amazing to see the history of our sport and the pioneers of what it is today, what they created. I mean, guys like Lee Petty, he was the first professional racer. If he didn't do race well on the track, his family wasn't going to eat that night. And so it's amazing what families and what different competitors have done over the years.
And what's amazing, I saw that too, is that he would drive the car that he raced to the racetrack. I mean, those are really stock cars, not like the safety that we have today. Thank goodness we have it. But those cars were it, warts and all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The cars we drive today spoil the drivers, you know. Back then, yeah, you bought a car or you bummed it off your family or you did a business deal with a friend and you drove the car to the track. You hope that you raced well enough to place good enough to get some money, and then you drove it to the next track. You put cars on trailers. You didn't have to race and drive the same car. Then corporate sponsors became involved, and it turned into ownership and then drivers. You name it. The sport of NASCAR has gone through its evolution, but the roots of it, based right here in the southeast, of different moonshiners running from the cops, and it's amazing how it's come full circle today. Be a mainstream sport that's comparable to football, baseball, basketball, and everything else.
You're absolutely right. Here's a sport that, for all intents and purposes, had its origination with crime, really, when you talk about it, with the Rum Runners. But you know what used to break me up was that those cars that we're talking about, Kurt, that we drove to the track, I didn't, but, you know, we watched everybody drive them, they used to tape up the headlights. Now they put fake headlights on with decals. It's just totally, as you said, come full circle.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you had to put the electrical tape on the lens. That way, when you bumped into somebody, the glass didn't jump out on the track and cut people's tires.
Right.
And then there's races that people won by just staying out on their old hard tires. They used to steal tires off people's cars in the parking lot and leave a note on the windshield, say, hey, call us if you need some tires afterwards. It's amazing what the sport is today, and we have all those great pioneers to thank, and the different families, the different legends, and all of it. It's great to see it, and it comes full circle with it, where we have guys like Ned Jarrett or Bobby Allison that are still part of the racing family, and then we've got the new young drivers out there, even as young as Joey Logano, part of the program. Come out to the track. It's a fun, active lifestyle to get the family involved.
You know, I mentioned earlier Fireball Roberts, who was one of my favorites. I just realized before you were driving the number 41, which brought you to victory, you used to drive a Dodge that was number 22. That was his number.
You got it, number 22. And I'll tell a quick story. Working with the Wood Brothers here currently, Leonard Wood came over to me and said, you know, we ran the number 22 to start off when we were running, but everybody knows the Wood Brothers are the same 21 right now.
Yeah, right.
When Fireball showed up at the track, he was a Ford factory driver, so he would get number preference treatment, so to speak. He would have the 22. So that made the Wood Brothers switch to number 21. So that's a great fun story to tell to everybody on, wow, the 22 is a special number.
Wow, and it is a special number. I had the opportunity to meet up in Daytona with Marvin Panch. They were racing partners at the time. That was his teammate. And great stories about the Fireball on the number 22. Now, you and your brother are out there competing, all right? And it reminds me of the days of Bobby Allison and Davey Allison, where they're competing against one another, or Lee and Richard Petty in those days. No mercy for your brother, right? You're out there to win, right, Kurt?
Oh, for sure. He's the first guy at the end of the day that I want to beat.
He's a mixed breed there, you know? I mean, you got people who love him and people that like to bull him. I mean, he has to have some pretty thick skin. You're liked by everybody, but he's got some people at different ends of the spectrum.
Well, I appreciate you saying I'm liked by everybody. I've been through those hard times, and it's just that competitor that's in you, that desire to win and to be the best. And sometimes you rub people the wrong way, and other people love it. And that's the character that he is. And it's fun to know him as a brother and as a real person. And then when he puts that helmet on, the helmet, what it does to everybody when they strap it on how crazy you can be.
Right.
But it's fun to race against him. I treat him as a teammate when we're out on the track. But at the end of the day, I know he wants to beat me, and he's the first guy I want to finish in front of.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Now, Kurt, I don't know if people realize how exciting it is to be on a racetrack. Now, I've gone around the Daytona track and a couple other ones. It is, whether you're driving slow, whether you're walking, whether you're in a golf cart, it is a sensation that you just cannot believe. So, quick point here. When they initiated this points championship, does it, do you think, as we talked earlier about the old days, does it take away from the winning driver? I mean, here you are competing for two different things. You're competing to win the race, which was the primary thing you competed for back in the old days, if you will, and now you're competing for the points. Do you think it kind of draws away from the winner?
Well, there's two ways to look at it, and right now you have to be consistent if you want to make the top 10 in points. And then to get a guaranteed spot in the chase, you can go out there just for race wins.
Mm-hmm.
So they're promoting both aspects of it. And right now, we've been a steady team. Anyhow, if you have a lot of wins, you get a guaranteed spot in the chase. So you want to win, but yet you want to be consistent.
Restrictor plates or no restrictor plates, Kurt?
Well, it's all about maintaining the correct speed. And if we weren't restricted at tracks like Daytona and Talladega, we'd be doing 240 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It almost gets a little too dangerous at that speed.
I agree. I'm going to down in the pit, so I'll come down and say hi to you, okay?
Absolutely. Come on by, and I love our military. I'm a great supporter of all the different programs and the foundations, especially the Armed Forces Foundation, on serving those who serve.
Let's face it. NASCAR does a great job at the beginning of every race paying tribute to the military in our country, and I think that they should be saluted for that. They do a great job.
Absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't have the ability to go out there and race if we didn't have men and women out there protecting our freedom. And of course, we're going to be there with our hands held over our heart and flags flying high.
Do me a favor, my friend. Stay safe, will you?
Thank you. I appreciate that. And to all of our men and women out there serving, stay safe and come home soon.
Okay. One of the champions of the NASCAR circuit. Two brothers racing together. Unbelievable. Kurt Busch has been our guest. Thank you, Kurt.
Ron, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
And of course, the big day is coming up. Sunday, February 20th, the Daytona 500 in Daytona Beach. The granddaddy of them all, and the first race of the new season for NASCAR, along with a new body style for all the cars. It's going to be great. But what is really funny is that I got my wife hooked on racing many, many years ago, and now she watches NASCAR more religiously than I do. She knows everything there is to know about it. She even watches the time trials, the qualifications. Fanatical. Believe me, it's nice to have a wife who enjoys the same things you do. And I want to remind everybody to check our website, which is ronsegi.com. RONSEGGI.com. And when you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We'll be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Would be a meal in and of itself, purifying and nourishing and all pluses, no downsides at all.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We'll be right back. That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today on the special Mother's Day weekend. I want to thank our very special guest this past hour, two giant entertainers, Barry Manilow, Smokey Robinson. Also want to thank actress Kimberly Paisley and Kristen Levine. Talk about Pet Month, May. Next hour, Melissa Francis will be joining us. Her book is now For the Beatles Before Ringo, Pete Best from Pawn Shop, Rick Harrison, and NASCAR star Kurt Busch. Next hour, Craig Jackson will be here from the Barrett Jackson Auto. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary as an exotic and great muscle car auctioneers. Then Tom Arnold will be joining us, and Valentine's Day is coming up, so we have some suggestions for what to give your lovely one with Jennifer Jolly. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.